Well, thank you again for being with us on this Sunday evening. I know it's a tad cold outside. We don't take for granted your being here on a Sunday evening, on a cold Sunday night. Thank you for taking the time to join with us. It matters that you're here. I pray that you would release your faith tonight to receive all that the Lord may want to do for you. And I want to encourage you that whatever your need may be, He is more than able. We have already been just so abundantly blessed by Bishop Kyle Searcy and Dr. Dan Hammer being with us. We have this dynamic duo, this tag team, one from Montgomery, Alabama, the other from Seattle, Washington. Both of these men oversee network of churches. They travel the nations. They have very strong apostolic prophetic mantles on their life. And as I said in all of our services, to have one of them here is such a blessing, but to have both of them here at the same time is just a 1-2 Holy Ghost punch. And we're excited to be in front of that, amen, and to receive from that. We want to bless them. And so if you are using our text to give service, you can use our text number to simply put special offering, followed by the amount you want to give. If you want to write a check, just make it, of course, out to Grace House. Memo it, special offering. You can put it in the offering boxes, and there will be people at the exits at the end of the service with baskets to make that easier for you. If you want to use that, you can use the envelopes in the back of the seat. And if you're giving cash, you can just put special offering on that envelope. We want to give you an opportunity to partner with us to bless these men of God who've taken 4 days out of their schedule to be here, to get here and go home and be here. It's about 4 days, and that's a lot of time they're investing, and they're here because they feel the Lord touched their heart, that this was a time for them to be here, and we're excited. We've already are seeing the fruit from it. We've been so blessed. So join the rest of us in giving and blessing them. We ask you to do that. I'm going to ask you two brothers to go ahead and make your way up here to the platform. And you can oversee the service henceforth, all that the Lord has in store for us tonight. As they come, would you stand and stretch your hands this way? And would you just speak blessing? Would you just say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, bless our brothers, Kyle Searcy and Dan Hammer. We thank you for them. We open our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give them a hand for being here and thank God for that.
Good evening. Thank you for your warm Alabama hospitality. My wife loves the South. I think she'd move here if we could. She always talks about the South all the time. All the good food, all the nice people. You're all so polite and kind. I remember the first time I came here. I was here with Eddie and Leif, and we went down to, it was Friday night down in Florence, I think. We went down, they had all the sidewalk stuff going on. Friday night, yeah, I never seen one of those things. And having a good old time, we went out and Leif and I and Eddie were walking, and there was this beautiful blonde lady from your church, and she walks up to me and she goes, "Oh, Pastor Dan, you're just such a sweet, sweet man." She started hanging on to me and hugging me, and I was like, "We don't do stuff like that in the Northwest." And they were laughing, they were behind her and they were snickering at me, and I go, "What was that?" They go, "That was Southern hospitality." I said, "That was in Seattle. My wife would slap her face." We're a little more, we're not as polite up in the Northwest. You have to deal with more stuff up there, so some of your politeness has to get rubbed back on when you come down south. So thank you for the anointing of your kindness. Tonight we're going to be laying hands on Eddie and Mickey, and I believe there's going to be an impartation into the whole church. But we're going to set them aside for the apostolic ministry. I know Kyle called me a few months ago and said, "What do you feel about this? This is what I'm feeling." I said, "Yeah, I've sensed that for a long time." And we want to lay hands on them tonight and set them apart to the ministry that God's called them to. In Acts 13, 1 to 3 or 4, it says, "Now in the church that was at Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, 'Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.' Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them away." So tonight we're going to be separating Eddie and Mickey to the ministry they've been called to by God. Up to this point, Barnabas and Saul at the point, his name was Saul, his name is soon going to be changed to Paul, were not recognized apostolically from this moment on. They're recognized apostolically throughout the rest of the book of Acts and actually the rest of their lives. So we're going to have a presbytery tonight. We're going to pray for them. And it's very important to realize that in 1 Timothy 4:14, Paul said this, "Neglect not the gift that is in you, which was given you by the prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery." So he's telling Timothy, I don't want you to forget that hands were laid upon you and you were separated to the ministry that you were called to. And it's important when we gather together for these moments in a church's history or the life of the kingdom that we realize what's happening tonight. We're honoring God's son and daughter. We're honoring the servants. We're honoring this house. We're going to lay hands on them, and we're going to have some prophetic words, and different things will happen. And how many of you know that God's kingdom is not a democracy? It's a theocracy, and he's Theo. So his government is according to his word, according to his plan, according to his will, according to his purposes. And through the laying on of hands, something is imparted, and something is released into the person, and they're set apart. We'll anoint them with oil. And in 1 Timothy 1:18, Paul also said to Timothy, "I want you to war a good warfare according to the prophecies that were previously prophesied over you." And I found, until I read that verse, many times I was told, well, if the prophecies of God will happen, if it isn't of God, it won't happen. I was never told to war over them. And so I made it a point from the time I learned to start warring over the words I really felt were from God. Because how many of you know the enemy doesn't want prophetic words to be fulfilled? So part of your assignment as a church is to war over your pastor and his wife and war over the church to push the enemy out of keeping back any from the prophecies of being fulfilled. There's a warfare that goes on. And the good news is we get to win. The good news, Bible says, "Timothy, my child, entrust this command to you. It is according to the words of prophecy spoken long ago about you. Let these words be your weapons as you fight a good fight." I often get out prophetic words. I have a folder full of them, and I get them out, and I war with them. And for over 20 years, I've had a prayer team that once a month they come to my house, and they pray over my wife. We've never missed a month in over 20 years. And a lot of my ministry, I owe to their prayers, and I tell them that. They become like family. There's about 15 or 20 of them. They've never missed a month in over 20 years. We always schedule once a month. I just met with them last week. They prayed over these meetings. They pray over me all the time. One of the ladies is incredibly prophetic. I've seen her prophesy to rulers and leaders and shocked international ministry leaders because she sees in the spirit. It's kind of scary. She gave me a prophetic word for Eddie. I sent it to him. It was an incredible word about what was going to happen here. And so it's important that we war. Phillips translation says, "Timothy, my son, I give you the following charge, and I may say before I give it to you that it is fully accord with those prophecies made at your ordination, which sent you out to battle for the right arm only with your faith and a clear conscience." In 2 Timothy 1:7, most of us all know that, don't we? What does it say? "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." But what's the verse before that in the context? "Wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the laying on of my hands." And so what we see is the enemy wants to motivate us by fear. God wants to motivate us by love and stirring up the gifts that are in us. So we're going to stir up the gifts that are in Eddie and Mickey and in this congregation tonight. The New English Bible says, "That is why I now remind you to stir into flame the gift of God which is within you by the laying on of my hands." The Amplified says, "That is what I would remind you to stir up. Rekindle the embers. Fan the flame and keep burning the gracious gift of God, the inner fire that is in you by the means of laying on of my hands." And when you get stirred up, when you get called, there's nothing you can really do to stop the call of God in you. I go, people, you're 71. Aren't you going to retire? I said, retirement's way overrated. I said, I have a call in my life. I have a stirring. I can't do anything else. I don't want a big home somewhere. I don't want a big trailer to haul around the country. I don't want to sit at a resort the rest of my life. I like to play golf, but I'm not that good a golfer. I'm good, but I'm not that good. I want to get a hole in one before I go to heaven. That's one of my prayers hasn't been answered yet. But I've been praying hard on that one. I got close. My brother's got five. That's almost sinful, isn't it? Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And it's so important that when we realize what's going to happen tonight, is we're going to recognize what God's doing in this house. I believe that from this night on, something's going to be released in this house. Something's going to be released to add on to what's already been built, what's already been structured. There's going to be a release of the power and the anointing of God to release a whole new sense of the glory and the presence of God in and through the people of this house. And it's going to become an SOS center, a send-out saint center. We need a lot of SOS places. So when we lay hands tonight on Eddie and Mickey, I believe there's going to be an impartation of the whole church when we anoint them with oil. And when Bishop Kyle charges them, when we pray for them, there's going to be an impartation. I've received impartations just sitting in meetings with no one praying for me. I've received impartations by myself, but I've had a lot of people pray over me and declare things over me, and I can remember every single one of them. And I've had the privilege of being prayed for by many people, and I realized things were imparted to me that never left me. They only increased as I gave myself to what I received, and I used what God gave me. I found out a secret. If you give away what God gives you as much as you can, he gives you more. If you try and hold it to yourself, it doesn't really help anybody. And you and I receive the gifts of the Spirit so we can help other people. You know, I don't really prophesy over myself. I don't really, the gifts that God gives us is for others, to minister to others as wise stewards of the gifts of God. We minister one to another, and the whole body is going to be released. And we're going to see the gifts of the Spirit released in a whole new level, a whole new way as this church goes forward. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you that tonight is a night when we're setting apart and separating Lord Eddie and Mickey Lawrence to the apostolic anointing that's upon their life. We've come here to see this house set in order to be released as an apostolic center that will not only reach into the Alabama area around here, but into the whole state, into the nation, and the nations of the earth. God, we pray you'd blow the lid off this place. God, we pray you'd grease the skids, that they would be sent to places they never dreamed of, and that they would hear testimony after testimony that they're in their dreams with their eyes wide open. They're not going to have to go to sleep anymore just to have dreams. They're going to have dreams with their eyes wide open. They're going to walk into their dreams with their eyes wide open. And this will become one of Alabama's dream centers. God, this will become the place that I read about in my devotions, Lord. Oh, God, and Lord, when he said, truly this place is awesome. Truly this place is awesome. Oh, Lord, and I thank you. This is an awesome place that you're about to do awesome things. We give you this night in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. If we can have this podium moved, if somebody can come help us, Eddie and Mickey, if you'll make your way up, please, onto the stage. I appreciate that so much. The keyboard player, if you're still here, I will give you a Tootsie Pop if you can sit behind the keyboard. Be ready to tickle it at some point, if that's possible, either one of you. If you guys would come and just stand right here and begin by facing the congregation. It's important for us to understand that we're here because God has already declared Eddie an apostle. It's a very important verse in 2 Samuel chapter 5 where King David was anointed when he was 17 years old. He was out keeping the sheep, and the prophet came to Jesse's house, his father's house, and said, we're going to anoint one of your sons king. You know how the story goes. When David finally came home, the prophet took the horn of oil and anointed David king at 17. So he was already anointed by God, already declared by God to be king. But that anointing only took him to the point of reigning over one tribe. It was not until 2 Samuel 5 when the elders of Israel recognized what God had already done and they affirmed what God did. They laid hands on him in Hebron. Then he entered the fullness of his destiny. This is not just ceremonial. There's grace that's going to be released tonight. There's impartation power, like Dan said, that's going to be released tonight. So I want to address you first as a congregation. Beloved in Christ, before you stands your pastor, Eddie Lawrence, and his wife, Mickey Lawrence, whom we do earnestly believe has been chosen of the Lord, who has been duly called by God to serve as an apostle, in order that you may know that he is indeed well suited for this office, we shall question him as to his faith and purpose. Before doing so, however, it is well for us to give ourselves in prayer. Let's pray. Almighty God, giver of all good things, who by your Holy Spirit has appointed diverse offices in your church, graciously behold your servant, Eddie Lawrence, and his bride, Mickey Lawrence, now called to the office and ministry of an apostle. So replenish him with truth of your doctrine, and so adorn him with the strength of your spirit, that both by word and deed he may faithfully serve you in this office, to the glory of your name and building up and governing of your church through Jesus Christ. Amen. We'd like to ask you some questions. Beloved brother Eddie Lawrence, are you willing, the Lord being your helper, to accept the office of apostle in the Lord's church? If so, let it be known by saying, I am willing, the Lord being my helper. Are you persuaded that the Holy Scriptures contain all doctrine that is necessary for the eternal salvation through faith in Jesus Christ? Are you determined out of the same Scriptures to instruct the people committed to your charge and to teach or maintain nothing as necessary to eternal salvation, but that which shall be persuaded may be concluded and proven by the same Scriptures? If so, let it be known by saying, I am so persuaded and determined by God's grace. Will you then faithfully exercise yourself in the Holy Scriptures and call upon God by prayer for a true understanding of the same, so that you may be able by them to teach and exhort with wholesome doctrine and to withstand the opposers of the same? If so, let it be known by saying, I will endeavor to do so by the help of God. Are you ready, with all faithful diligence, to oppose and defend the church against all erroneous and strange doctrine contrary to God's word, and both privately and openly to call upon and encourage others to do the same? If so, let it be known by saying, I am ready, the Lord being my helper. Will you deny all ungodliness and worldly lust, and live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, that you may show yourself in all things an example of good works unto others, that the adversary may be ashamed, having nothing to say against you? If so, let it be known by saying, I will endeavor to do so, the Lord being my helper. Will you maintain and set forward, as much as shall lie in you, quietness, love, and peace among all men, and diligently exercise such discipline by the authority of God's word that is committed to you? If so, let it be known by saying, I will endeavor to do so by the help of God.
I will endeavor to do so by the help of God.
Will you be faithful in the responsibility of administering ordinances? If so, let it be known by saying, it will so be by the help of God.
It will so be by the help of God.
Will you give yourself continually to prayer, worship, and fellowship of the Spirit that you may have the grace and strength to carry out the work of God. If so, let it be known by saying, I will endeavor to do so by the help of God. Will you strive to be a loyal and faithful servant of the Lord Jesus? If so, let it be known by saying, I will so. I will so be by the help of God. Will you strive to maintain the standards of the office of apostle, always seeking to glorify Jesus through the office to which you are called? If so, let it be known by saying, I will so be by the help of God. Well, then we charge you. We charge you before God and this great company to give heed unto reading, exhortation, and doctrine. Earnestly engage in the exercise of Christian thought and behavior and the study of the Holy Scriptures. Be diligent in the Christian witness so that the increase may be manifest unto all men. Be to the flock of Christ a true shepherd. Hold up the weak. Heal the sick. Bind up the brokenhearted. Bring again the outcast. Seek the lost. Be merciful and yet not remiss in administering discipline, that when the chief shepherd shall appear, you may receive the never fading crown of glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. I charge you to remember that you belong to him and you are not your own. You have been bought with a price. Therefore, make your apostleship an offering to Jesus. I charge you to remember Jesus, who went about doing good. He came to minister and not to be ministered unto. Never be competitive or self-serving as an apostle. I charge you to remember to take heed to yourself first through disciplined prayer and study of the Bible. Your effectiveness will depend on the way you draw upon these divine resources. And remember, Jesus meets the needs of every human heart. Therefore, through your apostleship, bring the hearts of people to the heart of Christ. Follow the example of Jesus, and you will fulfill the purpose of your calling as an apostle. In Jesus' name. We'll now have laying on of hands. If you could bring the pillows up and place them here as they kneel facing us with their back to the congregation. If you would stand in the congregation, please stretch your hands toward Pastor Eddie and Mickey in this holy moment. There's such a glory here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we take this oil representing the power of the Holy Spirit, and we anoint your Son. We anoint your daughter. In the name of Jesus, let's lay hands on them, please. Remanda la cropasha nekita vrati nashukut enikata. Rome kisha renda bashita, lomroko shita andikata. Andi beshoma aglio bofo ningishipet. From your mother's womb I have called you. I've set you apart. I've labeled you as mine and called you to my work. And this day I publicly affirm a mantle I've placed on you as an apostle in my church, says the Lord. For the Lord releases new wisdom upon you tonight. Greater favor will rest upon you. The hand of the Lord will be heavier upon you than it has been in days before. God invites you into realms, realms of glory, spheres of glory that you have heard about, but now you will interact with. For I do increase your sphere tonight, and I will open new territories for you. For angels and demons will recognize the authority you walk in. For I release unto you a boldness, a greater boldness than what you had before. I impart the very boldness of my Son, says the Lord, upon you tonight. And you will walk in boldness and authority. For places that your feet tread, I will open the heavens in those territories. There'll be times you open your mouth and speak with faith, and things will happen miles beyond where you're standing. Rivers of living water will flow out of your spirit. And I will awaken many by the grace that I place upon your life. And even today, as a multi-generational release, your sons and daughters will be impacted by what's happening today. Your loins for generations to come will be affected by what's happening today. I am marking your seed, says the Lord. I am marking your seed. I will refresh and renew you in this season. There'll be days it'll feel like you just got born again afresh. I'm breathing afresh into you, says the Lord. Receive the mantle of an apostle in the Lord's church. And serve him well. We ordain you as an apostle in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We admonish you to walk in the fullness of that office and make full proof of your ministry.
Eddie and Mickey, this day the Lord is setting you apart. He's separating you to be apostles and function under the anointing of God with a new authority. And truly the signs and wonders of an apostolic ministry will begin to follow in a whole new level. They'll be released through this house, through your ministry. The gift of faith will be imparted. The working of miracles will be imparted. And the gifts of healings will be released into a whole new sphere and atmosphere. And God says that he will equip and empower saints. He will open doors that have previously been shut. He will open nations. He's giving you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in the heavens. Or whatever is bound in the heavens, you can bind on earth. Whatever has been loosed in heaven, you can loose on earth. There'll be an incredible loosing of people that are bound through this house. This will be known as a house of deliverance, a house where the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit is released even when you drive on the property, even when you walk through the door. The tangible, manifest presence of the Holy Spirit will reside in this house. And many will be saved, many will be healed, many will be delivered. And God has granted you authority to preach the word of God. He's going to grant you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Christ, that the eyes of your understanding will be opened in a whole new way. And the hope of his calling will be manifested in you and through you, and others' callings will be released. Many will come and will know the calling of God in their life when they come into this house. Many will receive revelation, Many will come to be refreshed and blessed and come in and go out. Many will be planted in the house of the Lord. And you will know the ones that have been planted and the ones that will be sent. And I see nations. I see Central and South America opening in a whole new way. I see Asia opening up. I see Asia opening up to the gospel, and he will take you in. Every place the sole of your feet will tread, he will give you the territory. Be strong and of a good courage, for the Lord your God is with you. Meditate on his word day and night, and everything that you do will prosper. There will be a release of the resources that are needed. You will never have to worry. There'll be such an impartation even tonight of the gift of faith through you and the whole congregation that things will begin to happen that have never happened in Grace House before. And you will give great grace upon you to give testimony and witness to the resurrection of Christ. His resurrection power will be released in a whole new way. And Father, we give you praise that they will be witnesses of everything they've seen and heard. Lord, in Acts 22:15, the Lord spoke to me and he said, this church will be one that will witness, will see and hear many things. And Paul said, I've been a witness of what I've seen and I heard. And God says, get ready to see more, get ready to hear more. This is going to be a see more place and a hear more place. He's going to open ears to hear what the Spirit's saying. And you will launch a move of the Spirit across Alabama. You will connect churches supernaturally. God will give you pastors in favor with leaders that will build a kingdom alliance that will go and transcend the state and will shake the South and will shake nations, says the Lord. And God, we bless your son and daughter. We thank you they're one heart, one flesh, that you joined them together. And like Jeremiah, even as Bishop Kyle said, before you were in your mother's womb, he separated you for this task. To tear down, to root out, to destroy, but then also to build and plant. You will be builders and planters. You will be apostolic builders. You will build networks. You will build kingdom works in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, as members of this house, we applaud what you're doing here. We applaud and thank you, because in our hearts we say, yes, Lord. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for this new apostle that you've raised up, his precious wife. And we as a congregation say, we say, yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
How great is our God?
Let's all sing it.
Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, see how great.
Andrew. Sing it again. How great.
How great.
We'll see how great, and all we'll see how great.
thank you that all of his life you have been faithful to Pastor Eddie and Mickey. Brothers and sisters, gives us great pleasure tonight to present to you Apostle Eddie and Mickey Lawrence. Let's celebrate what God's doing in their life. Let's celebrate them. Congratulations. Congratulations. And now, as a first act as an apostle, I would like you to grab the microphone and just speak words blessings and release prayer over those who love you and those you have served with.
First of all, I love you all. Mickey and I love you all very, very much. We are so honored and privileged to lock arms with you as a congregation and serve alongside of you. And I can't imagine a better group of people anywhere to be surrounded by than you, my brothers and sisters. And God has ordained that we're all here for such a time as this. And as they were praying for me, I just began to see some things, and I heard the Lord saying, even as I used pioneers in the past to drive iron spikes through cross ties and lay iron tracks across this country so an engine of steam could carry people and supply, even I am going to begin to raise up pioneers from the state of Alabama, and I will unleash my train of glory across this country, and people will get on board and people will deboard, and there will be heaven's supplies that will begin to flow into the states of this nation out of people, my pioneers, in the state of Alabama. And so, Lord, we thank you for that in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I decree and declare over you that you are a holy people of God that God has called together here in this fellowship we affectionately call Grace House. You are a gracious people. You are a people who have been infused with the grace and power of God and His Holy Spirit. And I sense your hunger tonight and desire in your heart tonight to take a step forward. It's just not us that's taking a step forward. We are all moving together as one. We are one body. We have one faith, one hope, one Lord, one baptism. We are the body of Christ, and we're going to express ourselves in the way that God is leading us to. We decree and declare this will be an outpost of signs and wonders, that people will come in one way and leave transformed by the grace and love of God. There's going to be people that's never known what true love is that's going to be met with the love of God in this city. Not only this congregation, but congregations across this region. God is going to begin to pour out His glory. And I believe there's been so much warfare in so many of our lives in times past where the enemy tried to take us out. Some people have kissed death and lived to tell about it. Some people have fallen and thought they would never get back up. But the grace of God has found us all in one way or the other. And He is bringing us together. He is unifying us. And He is doing something of His essence in our life. Some new expression for this season. And there will be that well of worship that will be uncapped in this region, where the sounds of the souls of people that God has on this land will be released, and heaven's tunes and heaven's lyrics and heaven's poetry will begin to be released across this countryside and around this world. And I see that there are some in here that your feet will touch in nations you thought they would never touch, that some of you are going to be moved to go, and you've said, I'll never leave this country, but you will. Because He's going to speak to your heart. He's going to unburden your heart. He's going to liberate you in a way you've never been liberated before. And the Spirit of God is going to begin to visit you in the night season. And He's going to pull back the sheets off your eyes. He's going to unveil His glory before you. And you're going to lay in your bed and shake and quake in the night season because of the heavy weightiness of the dreams of God as He awakens destiny. And there's some seers in this house that God is pouring eye salve in your eyes tonight. You're going to see more clearly than you've ever seen before. And the Lord says you're going to be able to look at people, and it's like x-ray vision, in the sense that you're going to see things on the inside of them that they know that man cannot see. Only God can see, and they will fall before the Lord and say, surely the Lord is in this place. That seer anointing is going to increase. Many of you in this room, you have such an anointing on your life, and the Lord says that He is going to lace up the boots of the intercessors in His house and tie them tighter than they've ever been tied before, that He is placing spikes on the bottom of your boots, and you will crush Satan under your feet shortly. And some of you are going to be able to tread under your feet the fences and barriers that God has ordained that are to come down that the enemy has planted and built. Some of them have really entrenched, but the Lord said he's going to anoint you to tear down some of those generational family line idols that have seduced your family line. And God's going to begin to reveal those things to you, and you will be able to call them by name. And when you call them by name, faith will arise in your heart, and you will see those structures dismantled, and they will fall as dust before you, because you are sons and daughters of the Most High God, and greater is he that is in you than he who is in the world. And the Lord said the word is going to come alive before you in your morning devotions, in your evening devotions. The word is going to begin to burn in your hearts. God's going to do something in here, not just in one of us, not just in a few of us, but in a bunch of us. God is going to do something. He's going to do a bundle package here at Grace House. There's going to be so much happening that you're going to feel like you're going to float up because of what God is doing. The river is going to flow. And Mike, that what you saw, the vision of the artesian wells springing up out of the ground, the Lord says those are going to bubble up. And the things that some of you have seen happening in McFarland Bottoms, the Lord says, yes, watch me pour out my glory. Watch them go in by the hundreds to be baptized in the name of my Son. You watch them, the Lord says, because he is going to release the fire of evangelism on the people, and particularly among the young people. The Lord says they will be firebrands in my hands, and even as the foxes' tails were tied together and released into the fields, I am going to knit hearts together. Sons of thunder are in this group. There are sons and daughters that will lock hands in this group, and they will release the fire of God and evangelism, and you will begin to hear the soul-winning stories of people saved in the coffee shop, saved in the classroom, saved in the hospital waiting rooms, saved in the fire stations, saved in the police stations, because it is the Lord's design and it's his desire for this land on which we live. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture here, and we will do his bidding in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Hit this altar if you want prayer. Let's begin to worship. You linger as long as you want to. We just want to lay hands on people, because I believe there's an impartation here. There may be other kind of ministry, but I just envision laying hands on people and there being an impartation. You come. You know in your heart what you need. You come with faith to receive that tonight. If it's healing, if it's a fresh impartation, a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit, if you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, if you've never spoken, prayed in tongues, if you are wanting those gifts stirred up in your life, just come and get into this altar. These brothers and I, we're just going to begin to pray. Father God, we just pray your Holy Spirit begin to move in this room, that you'd have your way, and I encourage you to have your liberty. You be free in the Lord. You be unshackled in the Lord. You be uninhibited in the Lord. You worship the Lord. You receive from the Lord. In Jesus' name, let's crank her up and let her roll. And some of our leaders, if you'll come up and help pray. Some of our prayer team members also come up and help pray. We believe there's just a corporate exhortation. As hands are laid on you, just be willing to receive. We'll move quickly. And others come up and help us pray. Pastor Doc, Pastor Larry, some of our elders, you come. Our staff, you guys come.